eventually, I think Jimmy did an ad agency, and then you went with him back to L.A., right?
Nope. No, he left for L.A. and forgot to tell me he was leaving.
Oh.
So my brother called me, and he said, do you know where your husband is right now? And I said, I assume he's at home. And he said, nope, he's on an airplane. He's on his way here. Jimmy called his ex-wife, Sharon Sheely, and told her he was leaving Omaha and me, and was coming back to L.A. Had no idea what he was going to do, but he just settled with her for a few days, partied, and then when he sobered up a little bit, he went over to my brother's. And my brother was drinking too. So Jimmy started staying with my brother, and they became roommates. And first my brother got sober, and then Jimmy got sober.
That's good.
And we both went to AA. Yeah.
Good to hear that. So then, did you file for divorce in Omaha?
No. We had to get a divorce in Mexico.
Oh, of course. I forgot about that.
So he stopped to getting the divorce. I didn't have to do anything.
Well, then, here's Jimmy back in Los Angeles. So apparently, Eve, when Jimmy decided to go back to L.A., he was not afraid of earthquakes.
It had been a while since they had had one. So, yeah, I guess he thought that it was safe.
And he doesn't stay away from the radio station. He needs to earn some money. He goes back to KRLA from 1984 to 1985. Then he drops out from there. I don't know what he did after that. Do you know?
He was working with property owners and helping rent out apartments. But he wasn't an apartment manager. It was more than that, but people that didn't want to be bothered with their properties but owned them, he would manage them for them. But, I mean, it was a lot of properties.
But then he went back into radio in KRLA from 1990 to 1993. And then I believe that ends his radio career, because then he retired then somewhere in the mid-90s, right?
Right.
And then he died 5 days after his 73rd birthday.
He was very contented, even though he wasn't making a lot of money. He still lived well in West Hollywood. He had an apartment there, which he shared with his daughter. It was a very nice place. So although he didn't have the affluence that he had had earlier in his career, he was contented and happy, and he was also working on some radio projects, and he thought he'd put them on the internet. But unfortunately, or fortunately, he died while he was working with someone on that. He died in his sleep. And I say fortunately because it was an up period in his life, and he was doing things that he was looking forward to and happy doing.
All right. So then he died January 11th of 2013 at 73. And what was it? A heart attack that took him?
Yes.
I was taken with this because when I was around him, I didn't realize he was from Oklahoma. And then I realized as I learned more about him, he was from Enid and was there and left, you know, a few years after high school, and so talented as a young man. And I didn't know that whole story about him until later in time, and particularly now as I've done this research on him. But he was the most talented, most charismatic person that I had ever worked with. And he was always enjoyable to be around and smiling, somewhat witty, but I don't think particularly a comedian, but he could laugh and cut up with anybody. But it was just his presentation, and I was so taken with that. And, you know, Eve, I learned a lot from Jimmy, particularly his use of the phones for opinions. He did a lot of polling, call me now on such a topic, and on music, could be anything else. I'd never heard anyone use the phones the way he did. So I learned a lot, and I brought that right with me here to Tulsa, Oklahoma. So I'm indebted to him for that.
Well, he would be honored to hear that, John.
What I find fascinating is he never talked about his days in Los Angeles and Shindig Radio. He never talked about those days to us and the staff.
That's interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that.
And he may have talked to some, but man, as much as I was around him, I never ever knew that about him. So I found that interesting too. Well, I'm glad I could help tell Jimmy O'Neill's story because of his Oklahoma connection. And this young man was born to be it. Now, what could he have done beyond what he did? We don't know, but I'm glad to know that you felt he was contented at the end of his life, right?
Yes. He always spoke very, very well of Oklahoma and Enid in particular. He said the people were wonderful there, and he just had a lot of good memories that he conveyed.
All right. Well, Eve, we never thought we'd be doing this, but we did it. And together we wanted to lift his name in front of Oklahomans and how talented he was. So I appreciate you doing this, Eve, very much. Is there anything else that we should add to this story?
Well, I just want to say that Jimmy was very, very fond of you, John. And you were a really good friend. And I want to thank you for that. And you've been a good friend to me as well as to Jimmy.
Thank you, Eve. I enjoyed it. And let's get together in Tulsa, okay?
Great. Thank you, John.